Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of EOG Resources Inc., a major player in the energy sector. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance and even a SWOT breakdown. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. EOG Resources is a name you've likely heard if you're into energy stocks, and for good reason. They're one of the largest independent oil and natural gas companies in the U.S., with a focus on exploration, development, and production. Headquartered in Houston, Texas, they've got a massive footprint in key shale plays like the Permian Basin and the Eagle Ford. So we're not talking about a small fish here. This is a company with serious scale and influence in the industry. Let's zoom in on who EOG Resources really is. Founded back in 1985, originally as Enron Oil and Gas Company before rebranding, EOG has grown into a powerhouse with over 3,000 employees. They're primarily focused on crude oil, natural gas, and natural gas liquids, with operations not just in the U.S., but also in places like Trinidad and Tobago. Their mission? To deliver high-quality, low-cost energy while maintaining a strong balance sheet. Under the leadership of CEO Ezra Yacob, they've positioned themselves as a leader in operational efficiency, which is something we'll dig into more as we go. For now, just know their market cap sits at around $69.8 billion, and their stock is trading at about $128.65 per share as of the latest data. Moving on to revenue, let's break down where EOG's money comes from. In 2024, they reported total revenue of about $23.4 billion. The lion's share, around $13.9 billion, came from oil and condensate, which isn't surprising given their focus on crude. Natural gas production added another $1.55 billion, while gathering, transportation, marketing, and processing of natural gas contributed a hefty $5.8 billion. Geographically, almost all of their revenue, about $23.4 billion, comes from the United States, with a small slice of $311 million from Trinidad and Tobago. This heavy U.S. focus ties them closely to domestic energy trends, which can be both a strength and a risk, depending on market conditions. Now let's talk earnings, because this is where EOG has been making waves. For Q4 2025, they reported earnings per share of $2.27, beating the consensus estimate of $2.20. That's a solid performance, though it's down a bit from $2.74 in the same quarter last year. Looking at the full year for 2025, their net income came in at $4.98 billion, with an EPS of $9.16. Compare that to 2024's net income of $6.4 billion, an EPS of $11.31, and you can see a dip, likely tied to softer oil prices and market dynamics. Still, their ability to exceed expectations in the latest quarter shows resilience. Over the past few years, they've shown a strong recovery from the 2020 low of a $605 million net loss, climbing steadily with impressive numbers like $7.59 billion in net income for 2023. The trend suggests they've got a handle on navigating volatile energy markets. Diving into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q3 2025, management highlighted a strong quarter despite headwinds in the energy sector. They emphasized operational efficiency and cost control as key drivers of their performance, which aligns with their reputation. They also pointed to strategic acquisitions and expansions, like their growing presence in the Utica Shale, as a way to bolster future growth. The tone was confident, with a focus on balancing shareholder returns through dividends and buybacks, while investing in high-return projects. It's clear they're playing the long game, even with challenges like oversupply and geopolitical factors weighing on oil prices. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. Starting with the balance sheet for 2025, EOG reported total assets of $51.8 billion, up from $47.2 billion in 2024. Cash and cash equivalents dropped to $3.4 billion, from $7.1 billion, which might reflect heavier investments or dividend payouts. Total liabilities stand at $21.97 billion, with equity at $29.8 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of about 0.28, pretty conservative for this industry. On the income statement side, their gross profit margin for 2025 was a robust 68.1%, though net profit margin came in at 22.1%, down a bit from prior years. Looking at cash flow, they generated $10 billion from operations in 2025, but spent $6.1 billion on capital expenditures, leaving free cash flow at $3.9 billion. That's still a healthy number, showing they can fund growth while returning cash to shareholders. Key metrics like a current ratio of 1.92 and a return on equity of 16.8% further underscore their financial stability. So, is EOG overvalued or a bargain? Let's talk valuation. Their current price-to-earnings ratio is around 13.4, which is below the industry average of about 20.7 for oil and gas exploration and production companies. That suggests they're trading at a relative discount. Price-to-sales sits at 3.0, and with a forward PE for 2026 estimated at 13.9, the market isn't pricing in massive growth, but rather steady performance. Their dividend yield is attractive at 3.2%, especially for income-focused investors. Enterprise value is roughly $72.8 billion, factoring in debt, which isn't alarming given their cash flow generation. Comparing this to peers, EOG looks reasonably valued, especially with their track record of efficiency and a beta of just 0.47, meaning lower volatility than the broader market. All right, let's break down EOG Resources through a SWOT lens: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Starting with strengths, EOG's financial performance is a standout. Their ability to beat earnings estimates and maintain a strong balance sheet with low debt levels sets them apart. They're also incredibly efficient operationally, often leading peers in cost per barrel. Weaknesses? Well, their heavy reliance on U.S. markets could expose them to regional downturns or policy changes. Opportunities are exciting. Recent acquisitions like the $5.6 billion Encino deal expand their Utica shale presence, potentially unlocking massive resources. They're also well-positioned to capitalize on any rebound in oil prices. Threats include the usual suspects for energy companies: commodity price volatility, oversupply issues as highlighted by their CFO, and increasing regulatory pressures around emissions. Overall, EOG's strengths seem to outweigh the risks, but those external threats are worth watching. Looking at recent performance, EOG's stock has had an interesting run. Over the past week, it's up 4.36%, and over the last month, it's gained a solid 15.88%. The three-month performance shows a 16.04% increase, though it's only up 3.99% over 6 months, and actually down 9.28% year-over-year. Over 5 years, though, it's soared 86.2%, which speaks to their long-term value creation. Compared to the energy sector's 28.32% one-year gain, EOG is lagging a bit, but their short-term momentum looks promising. On the chart, we're seeing some resistance around the $130 mark, but if they break through, there could be room to run. For short-term traders, keep an eye on volume and any news around oil price movements. Now let's dive into intrinsic value to see what EOG might really be worth. Using a discounted cash flow approach, we've factored in their free cash flow trends, growth projections, and a discount rate that reflects their low beta and industry risks. We've also considered their reinvestment needs, given the capital-intensive nature of their business. After crunching the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes out to be in the ballpark of $140 to $150, suggesting EOG might be slightly undervalued at its current price of $128 to $65. This isn't a huge margin of safety, but it does indicate there's potential upside, especially if oil prices stabilize or trend higher. Of course, this is just a model, so take it as one piece of the puzzle. So what's the bottom line on EOG Resources? They're a fundamentally strong company with a proven track record of efficiency and profitability, even in tough markets. Their valuation looks reasonable, and the dividend yield is a nice bonus for long-term holders. That said, the energy sector's volatility and external pressures like oversupply or regulation mean it's not a risk-free bet. If you're bullish on oil and gas over the next few years, EOG could be a core holding. If you're more cautious, you might want to wait for a deeper pullback. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.